Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good evening on the East Coast. Welcome to Musician Edition for Tuesday, August 25th, 2009. Your host, the Music Maven, coming to you live from Las Vegas, as I do every Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific, 5:30 p.m. Central, and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You're welcome to call in and ask questions by calling 347-884-9980. Or if you're using a PC to stream the show, please join me in the chat room and ask questions or make any comments there. Today's a fun broadcast. It's a Rising Star Radio show where I'll be featuring the music of Butch Berry and True Margaret. Both are from San Francisco. San Francisco is on the list of best cities for indie music, so I'm going to definitely put a trip to San Francisco on my to-do list, that's for sure. The first artist we're going to hear from is Butch Berry. I have one track to play from Butch. But before I do, I'd like to tell you a little bit about him. He falls into the singer-songwriter category. He started to write for his own band when he was 14. His musical influences were Coldplay, The Beatles, Lenny Kravitz, U2, Pablo Neruda, Tears for Fears, Elvis Costello, and The Pretenders. All good picks, by the way. Butch is, plays more than guitar. He plays drums, bass, and keyboards. You know, I really, really love the lyrics in this song, and it's going to go into my under 3 minute song playlist. There's no reason why I have an under 3 minute playlist. It just came to me one day, and now some of my very favorite songs are right there on my 3 minute playlist. So I will say that the first time I listened to this track, I thought he was saying Labrador. So see if you can figure out where in the song I thought he was saying Labrador, just for ha-has. You're going to really like this song, and I'm going to play it for you right now. Here comes Butch Berry.
I crave your mouth, your voice, your hair. Silent starving is everywhere. Bread can't feed me, the dawn awakes me. I look for your steps and I
And that was Butch Berry with The Hunger. That is a really catchy melody. I love the lyrics in the song, and I think you probably figured out where my Labrador reference came from. I hope so, anyway. It's the laugh I adore, I believe, is what he's saying in that lyric. But what strong lyrics, and what a great vocal range he has. So just kudos to Butch, and I hope I get to hear more music from him really soon, and I'm glad I was able to play his tune for you today. Next, I'm going to introduce you to True Margaret. True Margaret is a trio, but you don't even miss the guitar. I'm a kind of a guitar fanatic. And I first was, you know, a little skeptical, as I usually am, but I heard the music and I thought, you know, I don't even miss the guitar. So part of the reason is because Margaret plays a really mean pounding piano, and there's a whole bunch of tracks where she does that. And then she has this really rainfall-like quality to her piano playing in other tracks. So that was one of the big turn-ons for me. The band members are on piano and vocals. Margaret Eichler, I think I'm pronouncing it right. Could be Eichler, but I'm going with Eichler. Gary Hobisch or Hobisch, not sure which one it is, but I think I'm going to go with Cupcake on that one. And then Andrew Bacon on drums. I'd be interested to know in how they came up with the name. I get the Margaret part. I'm not sure why the True. So anyway, we're going to listen to some of their music. Some of their influences that I'm going to talk about them throughout the broadcast is Shakespeare, Kate Bush, and Charles Darwin. Those are the first three. And then the Simpsons come right after Charles Darwin, and I really love that juxtaposition of the Simpsons and Charles Darwin, because if there's anything that defies evolution, it is the Simpsons. She has here at the end mozzarella cheese, which I really like, so I was disappointed it wasn't closer to the top of the list, but you know, I can't have everything I want. The first song I'm going to play for you is from an album called Seaworthy, and it's a really pretty ballad. And the ballad is called From Another Zone, and that's the first one that I wanted to share. And here it comes.
Don't even know I'm in this room. Somewhere obscure, like a motel in LA, with a notebook open to a page, with words I turn on the AC. I curl up in my bed, the thoughts in our heads from another zone, from another zone. You have no idea, your banner was flown somewhere obscure, plastered to a wall, an alley leading to a porch of a town you'll never know. Thank you.
That was Another Zone from True Margaret. What a beautiful melody. And the lyrics there really grabbed me, especially the change your name, you change your clothes. You know, the whole thing just really got to me. And I've actually played it quite a few times. It's just barely over 3 minutes. So I might have to make an exception to my 3 minute playlist on that one. Let's see. True Margaret's coming out with a new CD. It's called The Jugglers Project. And the band is going to be booking an Oregon, Washington tour between October 15th and October 31st. And then they're booking a California tour from November 1st through the 15th. And then finally, they're going to have a Jugglers Progress CD release concert at the bottom of San Francisco on the 15th. A little disappointed not visiting Vegas, but to hit California on one of your dates. Distribution Corporation is distributing both Key Seaworthy and Jugglers Progress. And the street date is October 20th. So, you know, you can actually go to their website and pre-order it now. So I suggest you go ahead and talk Jugglers Progress. Why don't I play you a song called Opposite Man? Now, if that track does not make you want to pre-order Juggler's Progress, I don't really know what will. I meant to say about the Another Zone, the song I played earlier from the Seaworthy album, that gave that song, Margaret's voice sort of reminded me a little bit of Diana Krall. Don't ask me why, because I can never answer those kinds of questions, but it gave me that feeling. And the songwriting gave me a bit of a Joni Mitchell vibe. So actually, those are two people I really love, whose music I really love. And I was really happy to see, for me, I know everybody hears music differently, but for me, it was really cool to have those two people melded together like that for me. Opposite Man gave me the feeling of a Sgt. Pepper's kind of album. I thought it had a bit of a Beatles vibe because of the kind of harmonies in the background, and even the keyboard playing left me with that kind of feeling. So the rest of Juggler's Progress is just as good, and I think, you know, everybody should have a Sgt. Pepper's album in their body of work, and this could be it for True Margaret. I don't know. It seems like they're producing a lot of great music and a lot of great work, so I'm looking forward to seeing more. Well, actually, I'm looking forward to hearing more from the band. We're going to go play another tune from Juggler's Progress, and this song is called Syllable, and here we go.
Jill. And this boy's easier. Oh.
I hate bruises to my ego too. So the first time I heard that lyric, I thought, okay, I'm definitely going to pre-order this one. The CD is really cool. There's some on Reverb Nation, I noticed that there were other preview tracks, and also on the MySpace page for the Juggler's Progress CD. So I suggest you go out there, and if you like what you heard so far, you might want to listen to other sneak previews of what the CD is going to sound like. Don't forget, CD buying is really good. I know people like to download MP3s. I like a CD in addition to an MP3 because the sound quality is just so amazing. You put your headphones on, you can hear every little sound, every little thing that was added to the track to make it absolutely perfect. And after all the hours an artist puts in to making their mix sound so perfect, I think they deserve for you to buy a CD, and for us all to remember that CDs aren't gone. It's just that we've gotten a little lazy, I think, and can't seem to figure out how to open the jewel case anymore. But, you know, I wanted people to rethink that. I was talking earlier about the influences for True Margaret, and I left off at The Simpsons. So we have Ricky Lee Jones and Herman Hesse. Those two just kill me. I was sort of pairing them. I don't know if they intended that or not, but that was my personal decision to do. I'm going to go down this list a little bit lower. You can find this list actually on her MySpace page. Harpo Marx and Karl Marx. My favorite happens to be Groucho. And, you know, I'm not sure how you feel about Karl Marx, but, you know, he has some great ideas. Let's see. Pete Townsend, pretty cool. I matched him with Sylvia Plath. I was trying to figure out what they were like, what they'd be like together. Queen Elizabeth I, definitely perfect influence right there. I wish I could have, had an input into this list, because I would have asked them to add Junior's Cheesecake from Brooklyn. That would be I'm sure if they actually ate Junior's Cheesecake from Brooklyn, I don't know if they even like it, but they would definitely add that to the list for sure. I did want to play one more song from True Margaret, and before I do, I wanted to remind everybody that Juggler's Progress is their fifth CD, and the release party, which is on November 15th at 1 p.m., that would be Pacific time, at Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco, is a party, and it's a barbecue. And who can argue with a barbecue? That's what I always say. You can find True Margaret at truemargaret.com, myspace.com/truemargaret. I know they're on Reverb Nation. They're on my Generation Free social network, which is risingstarartists.ning.com. And I'm sure they're in other places as well. I just didn't have a chance to track down every single time they came up. Oh, and they've got a great fan page on Facebook, also on Twitter. So I would just Google True Margaret and see what I came up with on that one. Okay, the last song that we're going to play is actually the first song that I ever heard by True Margaret, and it's also from their prior album, and the song is called Hours in Reverse.
Down to my screen. I really like an
I want to thank Butch Berry and True Margaret for sharing their music with us. And I also want to thank all of my listeners. Happy Las Vegas. Good night now.